August 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, if you believed in no other message except this one, you would still be saved. I am telling you to live in holy love, which is the two great commandments. Love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself." The heart of the world could be saved by this premise. Catastrophic events could be avoided. I refer to events in nature, more disease and pandemics, economic crisis, even the grip of evil in the world of politics. These are just some of the ways that the benefit of the world is dependent upon my generosity. To embrace holy love is to embrace all of my commandments. These days, the first premise, to love me above all else, is blasphemed all over the world in every present moment. Pray to communicate in a loving way with each other. This alone would bypass many a disaster. The world is on the brink of even greater upheaval. It is never too late to turn to holy love. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.